Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day for the movie business because theaters are open now to a great extent. And there are a bunch of the biggest movies of the year that are coming out today. We'll review a bunch of them with a huge array of stars, oh, ranging from Bradley Cooper to Cate Blanchett and Meryl Streep and much more here on the Michael Medved Show. We will also be talking a little bit more about the investigation yesterday of Instagram on Capitol Hill. Dr. Jean Twenge has been writing very persuasively. She's a professor of psychology at San Diego State about the impact of social media on kids. And we're going to be speaking with her later on. There's also a group of retail CEOs from some of the biggest retail companies in the country who are asking for Congress to help them in the smash-and-grab epidemic of attacking retail establishments all across the country right at the time of year when those retail establishments are most in need of a safe and inviting environment so that they can sell well during the holiday season. We will be talking about that. Bob Dole is remembered in tributes from pretty much everyone, from the president on down. What was so great about Bob Dole? We'll get to that. And Chris Christie is actually talking about a White House chief of staff, former chief of staff for President Trump, who's out with a new book, which basically reveals that Christie got COVID-19 and was at death's door. He was in intensive care and very close to death, as he himself acknowledges. And he got it from President Trump because, according at least to this new book, President Trump kept it a secret, even from his closest advisors, after he had tested positive for COVID-19. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. We'll also be speaking with Wilfred Riley, who literally wrote the book on hate crimes hoaxes, about the significance of the verdict on Jussie Smollett. And it's just incredible what a devastating loss and self-destruction he has experienced, which raises a question. What is it that people find so attractive about trying to portray themselves as victims? Are we all victims of inflation? Inflation rose 6.8% in November, even more than expected. It's the highest rate in 39 years. Since 1982. It's extraordinary. And it rose inflation 6.8% from a year ago in November, slightly higher than estimates according to the Consumer Price Index released Friday. This excluding food and energy, the CPI increased 4.9%, which was more or less in line with expectations. Why is this relevant? Well, because it's relevant to the way every American lives his life or plans for her life or, in any event, tries to arrange the family finances. And, yes, that is very directly relevant to the problem of inflation. But there's also this more immediate, dramatic problem with the crime wave, which is every bit as dramatic and horrifying as anyone can imagine. And it's astonishing that this is going on, and right now there are people in the retail business who are demanding action by Congress. Reuters story, the chief executives of major U.S. retailers, including Target, Home Depot, Kroger, CVS Health, and Best Buy, yesterday urged Congress to take action to address the online sale of stolen, counterfeit, and dangerous consumer products. The group called on Congress to crack down on anonymous online sales, citing the growing impact of organized retail crime. Retail establishments of all kinds have seen a significant uptick in organized crime in communities across the nation, the letter said. Criminals are capitalizing on the anonymity of the Internet and the failure of certain marketplaces to verify their sellers. This trend has made retail businesses a target for increasing theft. Now, part of what people seem to be saying is that, well, okay, so they're going to have to, some of these big retailers, hire more security guards. And first of all, not so easy to do right now. We have a labor shortage, you may remember. And this recent crime wave, could it actually be scaled back? Could it be dealt with more effectively by doing something about selling stolen goods on the Internet? Who knows, but there needs to be something done. And the L.A. Union leader for the L.A. Police Department is actually talked about crime getting so bad during the holiday season that they're urging people not to visit the city. This is clip 11. Listen to this. This is from CBS News.
My message to anybody considering coming to Los Angeles, especially during the holiday season, is don't.
A sobering and somewhat terrifying statement from the LA Police Protective League, the union representing LAPD officers. The message coming as a crime wave continues to slam the city and surrounding areas.
We can't guarantee your safety. It is really, really out of control. I said it to people before. It's like that movie Purge. You know, instead of 24 hours to commit your crime, these bad people have 365 days to commit whatever they want.
The warnings seem to resonate with residents.
It's pretty scary walking at night.
Sarah Veenstra moved to L.A. from Wisconsin about 6 months ago. She didn't realize crime and safety would be such major issues.
I genuinely thought it'd be a safe area. It turned out not to be as safe as I thought. I'm definitely, like, carrying something on me every single time I walk out of the house when it's dark out.
Okay. This is sad. Is this a Christmas story that we're supposed to cherish? Como News here in Seattle reports that repeat break-ins are frustrating Seattle business owners who have taken some extra steps for protection. This is 6A. Listen.
I think it's just unchecked crime. I think, you know, the word's on the street that there's not enough cops out there to be able to do their job, and then they're not prosecuting them. So I believe most of them just think it's free reign on the city.
A Seattle business owner says the city is, in his words, out of control and overrun with what he calls unchecked crime. His barbershop was recently the target of a smash-and-grab burglary, and it's not the first time.
Now he and other business owners are taking security into their own hands.
All the business owners I talked to say these break-ins are happening so often, they need help now.
It was literally 27 seconds in and out.
27 seconds is all it took. Owner Matthew Humphrey says thieves busted through the front window at Steel Barbershop early Monday morning and took off with Humphrey's most valuable piece of equipment, his payment system. Steel says his barbershop in Ballard was also hit 3 weeks ago. He says the suspected thief did about $4,000 in damage there.
It literally is a crime wave here in Seattle, and it's going unchecked.
Okay, this is a serious matter. You're not talking now about big stores, Kroger, Target, CVS. We're talking about a barbershop, for goodness sake. And the fact that we have a new mayor coming in is encouraging. But what we need is a very united, determined, common support for the police. Otherwise, you end up suffering from the kind of depression and discouragement that is very, very clear for the LAPD, for the Los Angeles Police Department, where they're urging people that their best policy for public safety is stay the hell out of town. Is that something that we want in Seattle? We will be getting to more about solutions to crime. Are there any that are pending? We will get to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280, and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Even for Americans who've been successful in dodging the coronavirus so far, there's still a problem of pain. There are 100 million Americans who suffer from ongoing pain due to overexertion or exercise or just aging or the effects of everyday living, and Relief Factor can help. It helps exercise-related pain or general muscle aches and pains, and it certainly does for me. There are four key ingredients. Each one approaches the body's natural anti-inflammatory response function from different metabolic pathways. The 3-week quick start can show you how it works. It's just $19.95, 95 cents a day, less than a cup of coffee a day, much less for pain relief. Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Michael Medved Show, Kenny G offering some music for the season in his own inimitable version. But there's not a lot of music to the ears of people who are trying to actually deal with a tightening crisis in terms of crime. The question is, where did all this come from? And it seems to me that one of the answers would be the fact that there were so few people who faced any consequences with the explosion of looting that occurred more than a year ago, during the summer of 2020. And there were all sorts of places in the United States. The one that I keep coming back to, because it was so blatant and so devastating, and there was so little that was done about it, was in Santa Monica, California, which is a fairly high-end, near the beach. There are beautiful places to live in Santa Monica, and also a tremendous homeless problem. And in the period of George Floyd-related riots, there was the Santa Monica Promenade, one of their big shopping areas. Virtually every shop was smashed into. They smashed windows, they grabbed stuff, and when you can do that and you don't get caught and you actually make money and you see that people are not willing to crack down on some of these criminals, well, of course it encourages things like these very quick, organized, smash-and-grab ideas. Here is one of the CEOs who has been speaking up about this and demanding some kind of congressional action. She is one of the chief CEO, the chief executive officer of CBS Drugs, which has 900 stores across the country. And here's what she had to say about the current huge upsurge of crime that is damaging our Christmas season. Listen.
To your point about theft, that this is an organized theft problem. It has been ongoing. You're seeing a lot of it most recently with these grab-and-go kinds of activities. We are working extremely closely with attorney generals in the across the country in various states, and we're also working very closely with Congress to go after these organized crime. They're criminals, and it is impacting our stores. And
impacting your bottom line?
Well, not substantially, not materially. What we are seeing is that we have to go after what they're doing is they're taking our products off the shelf and they're putting them online, and we need to go after that.
Okay, that's the one thing that can be done. It would require federal action. Why? Because obviously a lot of this merchandise that they are stealing is moving across state lines, which of course makes it a potential federal offense. I mean, this is one of the other reports here in Seattle. This is from Como News again. This is 6B, showing that some of the business owners in town are so desperate about this that they're taking some matters into their own hands. Listen.
And that's why Maham Vahedi, the owner of Specs in the City in Ravenna, Roosevelt, spent $8,000 to do this.
It's been lots of money to put the shield. We have to close the door and with the shield every morning to feel safer. Because it's just, it's not safe anymore.
Even with the extra protection, including the roll-up security shield and a security guard, someone tried to break into the Hedy's business last month.
They tried to break in again, and they broke my handles. They were, aggressive homelessness, I don't know.
We reached out to Seattle Councilman Alex Peterson to ask him about the break-ins happening in his district. He released this statement, quote, I share the concerns of residents and businesses who have been victims of crime, which is why I recently supported restoring more of our police department's budget, as well as additional upstream crime prevention programs and personnel. As for Humphrey, he's hoping for any support from the city or the police department. He says things have gone too far.
I can't just sit back here and let people continue to destroy my business and my livelihood and 46 other people's livelihood.
Okay, this is very, very important. And look, right now, one of the people who is a friend, and I would say that very clearly, she's a friend of the criminal element, is Shama Sawant, the socialist member of the Seattle City Council, whose race has not yet been decided. She was on the ballot for Tuesday's election in terms of being recalled because of various steps she had taken, like going out directly to the mayor's house to protest on one of her issues. But the reason I say that she's on the side of the criminals here, and that's a very harsh thing to say, is because she is opposed to the two sources of resistance to the criminals. And the only really organized sources of resistance to this criminality, one is the police department, which you clearly need. If you are undermining the police department, you are supporting criminality. I am sorry, that is the situation that we're in right now. Because the only way you defend is to defend the institution of the police and the actions of the police and more resources to police, but you also need to defend business. Basically, Shama Sawant has made her entire political career out of opposing business. This issue is very important for Americans' education. Because, again, when you listen to this poor guy who is having to put shields on his windows, when you look at people who look at somebody coming in 27 seconds, ripping out computers, taking other things, just stealing things that allow him to make a living, it should give people a little bit of recognition of how hard it is to run a minor business or even to run a major business. You can't all of a sudden just say, okay, now we're going to hire security guards and take care of things. It is a matter of actually cracking down on the criminality and a change in attitude. Because obviously what you need, if you want to do your Christmas shopping and not be interrupted by people coming in, who, by the way, are often armed and are dangerous to the customers, dangerous to the people who work in these businesses. Look, it's an appalling reality right now. And there's a question here, and it's a fundamental question. Which side are you on? And by the way, one of the sides to be against is the side of fake hate crimes. Yes, that means you, Jussie Smollett. Apparently he is still sticking with his story, though the jury rejected it. He was convicted on 5 of 6 counts. They're going to continue to appeal and protest. So what is the attraction for somebody like Jussie Smollett, who's making a lot of money, very prominent? Why does he want to be a victim? We'll talk about that with Professor Wilfred Riley, who literally wrote the book on fake hate crimes, coming up on The MedVet Show.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Texas state troopers are seizing record amounts of fentanyl at the border crossings from Mexico. Jennifer Hatch with the Department of Public Safety saying the cartels sell it as synthetic heroin to increase their profits. Officials estimate they have seized enough fentanyl this year alone to kill 200 million people.
Bob Dole was a man of his word.
That's how President Biden described late Senator Dole during a memorial service at the Washington National Cathedral. Biden and Republican Dole served together for many years in the Senate, Biden praising Dole's willingness to work with Democrats to get things done.
It came time for literally the deciding vote on whether we're going to defund Amtrak, and he cast the vote against his party, deciding to keep funding Amtrak.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And on the Michael Medved show, the entire country, the latest courtroom drama that was riveting the United States of America had to do with Jussie Smollett, who was found guilty. The jury only needed to deliberate 9 hours and over 2 days. And they deliberated over 6 different felony charges. He was convicted on 5 of the 6. I don't know why specifically he got off on the one charge, which had to do with a form of a battery that he was accused of. But okay. He's looking at potentially some period of time in jail. He'll probably dodge that, a $25,000 fine. But then again, there will be more courtroom antics, I'm sure, to try to get him out of this charge. As soon as the verdict came through, I was very keen on speaking to Wilfred Riley, great friend of the show, whose book, Hate Crime Hoax, did the book Hate Crime Hoax come out before the Jussie Smollett incident in 2019 or afterward?
Well, it dropped the day before Jussie Smollett was revealed to have made up a hoax. I mean, I at one point sent Jussie a signed copy of the book. We're both from Chicago. I mean, like, he's been good for my career, frankly. He helped build my house. I mean, all jokes aside, this has been going on for 2 years now, these race hoaxes in public view, and he's been the apocryphal example of that.
Yeah, the question that I think is raised, but there's an interesting piece today by Brendan O'Neill that talks about coveting victimhood. What is it that would make somebody like Jussie Smollett, who's earning $100,000 per episode of Empire, obviously has a very successful career, is much admired, very popular, why would he want to put himself in a situation where he is viewed as a victim?
Well, I think there are two parts there. One is simply that human beings are very flawed creatures from either a religious or a biological sciences standpoint. I mean, we're predatory apes. So people act amorally all the time. I mean, so I think this falls, this narrow example falls into that broader category. But in terms of why a bad person might try to present themselves as a victim instead of a hero, I think that's an odd result of kind of contemporary mores in the United States. So, I mean, this is the affirmative action era. This is the era where hate crimes, offenses motivated by dislike of, say, blacks or whites or Jews, are treated far more seriously than ordinary rapes and batteries and so on, which obviously are not crimes of love. So we've attached this prize almost to victimization in American upper middle class life. I think that's totally fair to say. So Jussie Smollett's idea was that he wanted to do something that would increase his payout on the show, that would increase the number of shows that he was accredited character in, and he decided that the best way to do that was to pretend to have been attacked by a group that's currently seen as kind of outside the normal in America. And that's what he did. And the fact that that has a value, that he almost succeeded, says a lot about where the country is right now.
Okay, is it surprising to you at all that for basically faking this crime, he actually chose people who were black, who were from Nigeria? Doesn't that create certain problems if you have things like security cameras that indicate where the crime is coming from? And you're claiming that the perpetrators were white Trump enthusiasts.
Well, as I recall, we're both from working class neighborhoods, and that was, you know, bluntly something that a lot of my Chicago buddies, whether Spanish, Italian, Irish, whatever, said, like, any of these rich kids aren't good at committing crimes. I mean, that comes to mind. I mean, he paid the people that attacked him with a personal check. So, I mean, he wrote the Olsen-Dario brothers a check signed in his own hand. This wasn't the cash or anything like that for $3,500. I mean, he staged the incident in front of a camera. So, I mean, Jussie Smollett happens to be an upper-class individual. He has no criminal history, which should be considered by the judge here. So, to some extent, he didn't know what he was doing. I mean, yeah, you would like to think that commonsensically, if someone wanted to do something this crazy, he would have rounded up two white friends. But, I mean, you know, questions arise. Did he have any? I don't know.
In terms of actually extending the impact of this this particular controversy, if Jussie Smollett keeps his case alive and appeals and continues to plead his innocence, yesterday there was a leader of BLM from Los Angeles who said she stood by Jesse because it was a question of his word against the police. Not mentioning the perpetrators, the so-called perpetrators of this crime, who also have testified against Jussie. What about the long-term impact on this, on the idea that the police are always lying, and if you're a person of color and you're a victim, you're always telling the truth?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think objectively as an anti-racist, as someone involved with groups like FAIR and 1776 United, I mean, I think that's absolutely insane. But I think Black Lives Matter kind of said the quiet part out loud there, right? I mean, what they said, people have often asked them, you know, how can you defend these guys like Jacob Blake, who is an accused rapist? You know, Dante Wright, who shot a black man in the head not long before being shot fleeing a fight with the police. How can you make these guys into heroes? And there have been weak defenses provided by BLM, some quite eloquent. But the basic answer is what the organization, and it wasn't just one of their leaders, Colors, it was, as I understand, the national BLM organization. What they said in their statement was, we are always going to believe a quote-unquote committed brother like Smollett, even if they're charged with a felony, over any police officer. And obviously, anyone actually taking that stand would be totally inadmissible to serve on any jury, would be totally untrustworthy in any law enforcement role. I mean, so...
And totally racist. What's more racist than that? Saying I'm going to believe someone based on the color of his skin.
Well, I think that this is kind of the poison fruit of this idea that certain things are bad only for certain people. So, I mean, we've heard this idea that you can't be racist if you're a member of a minority group, that you can't be sexist if you're a woman, that in those situations you should kind of always fight for your in-group. We've heard that a lot. I mean, believe all women was the cry about some are bad. And obviously, I mean, you and I were both males, but totally opposed to domestic violence, that sort of thing. But that's an incredibly sexist statement. That implies that all men are lying. And that's what BLM basically just said about whites or said about cops.
Which is not a healthy matter for the country. Other than publicizing it, other than getting people to read the very important and fine and entertaining and sometimes very funny book, Hate Crimes Hoax, what should people do to make this situation better?
Well, I think that obviously in day-to-day life for white or blacks, just don't be racist. When a public figure says something moronic, I mean, you no more have to take their advice about race relations or policing than you do about drug use or marriage or yoga. So, I mean, just, you know, act in a normal moral fashion. I will say that one piece of advice related to that I would give citizens is trust your eyes. Something we've seen in recent years is these sort of quasi-experts, people with master's degrees in psychology or PhDs in, you know, black studies or some other kind of victimization, you know, one DEI certificate from the internet, sort of telling you, you don't understand what you're seeing. You don't understand the context of systemic racism that produced X because you are not an expert like me. And I think that when the ordinary person looks at something like the Jussie Smollett story, you know, a guy claims that he's attacked on the coldest day of the year during a polar vortex in a 30% black city by two guys in full-on MAGA outfits carrying a noose, your initial reaction is going to be, that's just BS. And whatever all the postmodern noise that, you know, half of the television market might make, your initial impression is correct. So just use common sense.
Common sense, always a good cause, and always a great guest, Wilfred Riley, professor at Kentucky State University. He is the author of Hate Crimes Hoax and other necessary books, posted at our website, michaelmedved.com. We'll be right back. Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Drovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. If you think Washington State's headed in the right direction, well, then this message is not for you. But if you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes, and its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Washington State is our home, and it needs WPC more than ever. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
City sidewalks, busy sidewalks, just in holiday style. In the air, there's the feeling of Christmas. People passing, children laughing, and for mile after mile, on every street corner, you'll hear Silver Bell.
Okay, this is Paul Simon, who you can kind of recognize. And Jeremy, did you say Steve Martin? Doesn't he play the banjo usually? Yeah, that's right. This is a historic recording from 1924. No, it's not. But look. The spirit is there. This is perhaps a greater contribution even than a Christmas song that was apparently written by a citizen in San Diego. This is at clip 15, Jeremy. We have two cuts from it. With the new Omicron variant of COVID-19... popping up all around the United States, government officials are making decisions about how to continue to stop the spread of the virus. This reported Newsweek, which has infected over 49 million people in the United States, according to the CDC. And of course, not all of them dead, but almost a million of them dead, which is an unbelievable thing. This week, the San Diego County Board of Supervisors held a meeting, and one community member stepped up to share her eagerness for such protective measures to end. She opposes any kind of governmental involvement to try to fight off or to protect the population from COVID-19. And so she wrote a Christmas song. She's identified only as Bridgette, and she is... seems like a plump, pleasant lady who was wearing a Santa Claus suit, and she put a Santa Claus cap on her head just before she burst into her own version of a Mariah Carey Christmas classic. Listen.
Bridget, let's end this emergency. I don't want a lot for Christmas, just body autonomy. I don't care about the variants,
because of natural immunity. I just want my freedom now. The Constitution will show us how. Make my dreams come true. And the state of emergency ends. Acknowledge early treatment.
Well, she makes it rhyme, too. she comes in. This is actually, I think, the most memorable voice since Florence Foster Jenkins. And if you don't know the work of Florence Foster Jenkins, nothing will bring more Christmas cheer than recalling some of her classic recordings, and they really are from the 20s and 30s. There's also a pretty hilarious movie with Meryl Streep playing Florence Foster Jenkins. In any event, this reincarnation, Bridget, who sings, I don't want a lot for Christmas, just body autonomy. I don't care about the variants because of natural immunity. I just want my freedom now. The Constitution shows us how. Well, how indeed? Make my dreams come true, end the state of emergency, and acknowledge early treatment, too. Okay, there's more. Listen.
Ivermectin, not just horse paste, and hydroxychloroquine, vitamin C and vitamin D, then the zinc and quercetin. I won't wear a useless mask. I don't need to stay at home, and my kids should go to school. We don't need to be alone. I just want my freedom now. The Constitution will show us how. Make my dreams come true. Baby, I am emergency. Let's have a happy holiday, everybody.
Okay, hope she has a Merry Christmas, and we all have a Merry Christmas and a safe Christmas. I think it's interesting that Newsweek, and full disclosure, I'm proud to write for Newsweek, but they put in that she then goes on to list treatments that have been wrongly associated with a virus from ivermectin, not horse, just horse paste, she sings, to hydroxychloroquine. And there are more, and there are newer ones that are coming up. Is this going to make it to the top of the Christmas hit parade? I think that might be dubious. What's interesting about this is San Diego's a wonderful town. It really is. And I lived there for 9 years between the ages of 6 and 15. And it's a quite a wonderful place, but I'm thinking of the San Diego Board of Supervisors, San Diego County Board of Supervisors, who actually have a sort of an open session. They usually have about 36 people who come up and get a little while to speak. There's also another story that is kind of surprising, where one of the things that's happening right now is people are anticipating the trials for some of the people who have been arrested and jailed, some 600 of them, for participating in the riot. It's not an insurrection, it's a riot that took place on Capitol Hill on January 6th. And one of them, a number of them, are saying they're going to be using a plea of self-defense, suggesting that they were defending themselves against vicious police officers. That's right. If all else fails, blame the police. But there's another headline in Bloomberg. It says, militia member says Yale secret society made him storm Capitol. And an alleged member of the ultra-right 3%er militia movement said he was manipulated into participating in the Capitol riot by the Yale Secret Society Skull and Bones. and other groups he said were covertly acting for the government. Alan Hostetter, who was among the handful of rioters facing more serious conspiracy charges over the January 6th siege, made the outlandish claims in a Monday filing in federal court in Washington, asking the judge to dismiss the charges against him. He's representing himself in the case. In addition to Skull and Bones, which is indeed a secret society at Yale founded in 1832, that has a lot of distinguished people who have been members of Skull and Bones, most recently George W. Bush and his father, George Herbert Walker Bush, and John Kerry, by the way. In addition to Skull and Bones, San Clemente, California resident Hostetter said specific religious denominations known for secrecy, such as Mormonism, also helped covertly entice him into joining the assault at the behest of the federal government. Now, wait. Really? Mormonism coerced him into making the attack because the Mormons were working for the federal government? He also said Scientology was working for the federal government. Hostetter said he was targeted starting in March 2020 because he began organizing anti-lockdown protests during the pandemic, and that government agents fashioned the lure to be as attractive as possible. I'm sorry, what is an attractive lure about coming into the Capitol and breaking windows and defecating on the floor and attacking police officers? Is that a lure? As proof, Hostetter claimed those groups had a long history of colluding with the government and said one of his co-defendants was a Mormon. Though Hostetter's specific allegations are particularly far-fetched. Why would Skull and Bones want to stage this particular riot attacking the Capitol? It's a great country. There are lots of points of view, lots of freedom of expression, lots of artists adding to our Christmas cheer, just like that singer in San Diego. What a stylistic triumph that was. But it remains, despite all the weirdness and wildness, the greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5280. 901-424-5280. That's 901-424-5280.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.